For WMSC Sports, I'm Kay Bronstein. Ezekiel Elliott heading to Cabo to train during his four-day holdout. In his absence, the Dallas Cowboys have signed veteran Alfred Morris. Elliott is subject to a $40,000 fine for each day he misses and is under contract through 2020. The Miami Dolphins have fired offensive line coach Pat Flaherty 1 week into training camp. Sources say the decision has nothing to do with an off-field incident. Head coach Brian Flores stated that coaches and players are fighting for their jobs every day as an explanation. Flaherty will be replaced with Dave DiGiulielmo, familiar with Miami and previously with the Colts. U.S. soccer president Carlos Cordero responding publicly to criticisms, this time with analysis and 10 years of financial data for backup. Part of his response included information verified by an independent accounting firm that women's players were paid $34.1 million by the Federation between 2010 and 2018 in salaries and bonuses, whereas the men received $26.4 million over the same period. Women's team spokesperson Molly Levinson said in a letter that this response was, quote, a sad attempt by the USSF to quell the overwhelming tide of support the women's team has received. The Wall Street Journal also concluded that the women's game produced more total revenue than the men's games after the 2015 Women's World Cup win. The women's team is seeking to make more money per player, per game, like the men do, not more money over time. Kate Bronstein, WMSC Sports.